Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carr now from the pocket on a deep drop. He wants to fire the ball deep, and it is caught. Touchdown, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And three white shirts were back there, Arch, and Derek Carr dropped it in the bucket.
That was Wes Durham and Dave Archer on the call on the Falcons Radio Network, and that was them calling a Marquez Valdes-Scantling touchdown. The two-time Super Bowl winner with Kansas City came in and added a ton a wealth of veteran experience to that Saints roster, who we all were talking about last week, kind of had an overhaul of their receiver room in terms of who would be available, who wasn't available. Scantling caught three passes for 109 yards and two touchdowns in just his second game for the Saints. So
yeah, it was almost, it was almost like Jimmy Lake and company got caught off guard by how good Valdes-Scantling is and made some adjustments throughout the second half. I believe that A.J. Terrell was on him a little bit more, but you just got beat a couple of times on throws like that, and that was the story of the game to me, right? That and some of the issues as far as pressure on Kirk Cousins, you know, be it whatever it may, you know, whatever it is up front, yeah. that was the story of the game. It was some of those deep throws, and then obviously, you know, Kirk kind of getting pressured at times, and they run away with it in the end.
Yeah, we talked to Bobby Hebert at halftime. He came in our booth, and Bobby obviously played for the Falcons and the Saints, and he's down there working for WWWL, doing their pre, half, and post. And he was like, I just go off the street, look at him. He's balling out, talking about MVS. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Yeah, Clark Phillips got beat on the big throw down the sideline with MVS. One of those touchdowns, I don't know what our safeties were doing. Justin Simmons. Jesse Bates, they were just, you know, it looks like AJ, I'm sure that, you know, the guy that writes for a fan blog in his basement is probably saying it was AJ's fault because he saw AJ trailing, but there's no way AJ's going to get there when a guy, he's playing that far off and outside and a guy is on the goal line and he breaks inside like that and you got two safeties sitting there and he runs by both of them, runs in between both of them and catches it. So, you know, those miscommunications have happened a little too much for my liking with two veteran all-pro safeties in Jesse and Justin. And I don't know where it comes from, but you say all that to say you go out and you start the second half and Jesse makes a play immediately knifing up and clipping Alvin Kamara in the backfield, who early in the game was running at success on you. And then Justin Simmons makes a great play as well, by knifing in and under and almost picking off a pass, I think, on the Saints' second drive. You know, but it was one of those deals where they got the ball and the start of the second half, you know, you were able to get them out, but then you go down and you take a long drive and you have to kick a field goal when you need a touchdown. And that happened a little bit too often yesterday as well. You know, it's easy to blame Koo for missing field goals, but You need to not put that in there. When you're in the red area, you got to score.
Yeah, I think that when you look at this game and you look at those situations, sometimes I kind of split it between I hate that the Falcons start slow in some of those areas and get caught off guard, and at the same time, you got to flip it around and say I'm glad they made the necessary adjustments as coaches and as players to be able to look a lot better in the second half, right? It's kind of all in the same boat. Like, when you start slow, you need to make adjustments, but you hate the fact that you need to make adjustments. And that definitely happened in the back end. You know, look, I saw numerous people tweeting at me on Sunday kind of pointing at the defense and their inability to get home. I think that has something to do with it, but this loss, you know, aside from some of the other ones we've seen this, I don't think you can put this loss on the defense, even though you did have some blown opportunities like that with a guy like MVS coming off the street. It just, they were able to play a lot better in the second half, thankfully, and you know, kind of hold serve for the Atlanta Falcons offense to get going.
I want to back it up because you just used the words too slow or took too long, right, to get going. And so that's what Coach Raheem Morris talked about when it came to this team and how they came out to start this game. He spoke with Dave Archer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
You know, you don't get the results you want, but obviously they outplayed us today. They came out with the increased urgency we talked about. It took us too long to get started. We got going and thought we had a chance to close that game, but they made plays at the end of the game to win it, and they deserved it. Great job by those guys.
Yeah, we talked to Kirk about it as well. We'll hear it at 7 o'clock. I know when we listen to Arch's conversation with him, but yeah, Arch asked a similar question, and Kirk made a good point. He goes, He goes, it all kind of goes together, but it's hard to say we started slow when we had opportunities right there. We just missed them. You know, there's the – I think it's the first drive where he's got Drake and he just a hair long and he just couldn't get there. And it was on the third down, and it was just little misses. And it's kind of the same way, you know, when with the field goals this year. They've been little misses where they're pushed just a little bit left or right, and you just can't do it. Like, everyone wants to talk about what the Saints were or weren't. The NFL teams don't, those losing streaks they're not very common to lose that many games in a row, and you're going to get off of it, especially with the, talked about the interim coach bump, talked about that. They came out, they had nothing to lose. I was surprised they didn't pull more stuff out of the bag with Taysom Hill being the personal protector. There were multiple times that I pointed out to Wes, hey, be careful because there might be a fake coming on here. And the Falcons knew it. The Falcons were leaving their defense in. Yep. So they were on their toes. It wasn't – you didn't get out – I don't believe for a second you got out coaching like that. I just think you on the field couldn't execute. When you get inside a first and goal, you can't have it turn into first and 25 because that can't happen. You can't have these big penalties at the most inopportune times.
Yeah.
And you know, you were saved yesterday a few times by the fact that you probably had the best player on the entire field in Bijan Robinson playing.
Yeah, you definitely did. And I'll say this, I knew that this would be a tough game for the Falcons. We talked about it all week last week because we talked about Alvin Kamara and what he was able to do on the field and the fact that the Falcons have struggled really in run defense a lot this season. And could you keep Kamara from taking over this game? That, in the end, was not the story. You actually did a decent job against Alvin Kamara. 17 carries, 55 yards, only 3.2 per carry. You know, he does catch a number of passes out of the backfield, goes over 50 yards receiving. But you just expected Alvin Kamara to be the offense, and that just wasn't the way it planned out. You know, it panned out, even though he was a big part of it. I really thought that you'd see a game where Alvin Kamara had north of 25 carries, and the Falcons could do nothing about it. And yet, when you got to the end of the game, you look in the stat category, that's just not the way it played out. And kudos to, like we said, some of the changes the Falcons coaching staff made in the second half. In the end, you mentioned it. You have the sack fumble. You know, which is half on Jake Matthews for getting bull rushed back, half on Kirk Cousins for fumbling and not keeping two hands on the ball. You also have the sack on Caleb McGarry where he and Bijan get kind of tangled up and he falls backwards. And the penalty on Chris Lindstrom, which I know that was talked about on the TV broadcast, you know, where he kind of trips over Caleb McGarry and falls at the feet of the linebacker and they call, you know, block below the waist or whatever else the call was there on sportsmanlike conduct, and that's a massive penalty. So some unfortunate situations, a bad pick by Kirk at the end of the game, and you add Youngway into that entire mix, and it just ended up being really ugly for a lot of what the Falcons were trying to do.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I feel like he forced that ball there to Drake. I think it was just, it was not a, an opportunity, you know, moment where you had to force it. I understand why you throw there at second eight, but I mean, I just thought you were just destroying them in the run game. I'd have liked to see another. There was a couple instances.
You were destroying them in the run game. There was no doubt.
There's a couple instances in this game where I you threw when I was like, I don't know if I think I would just keep it on the ground. You know, you're knocking them off the ball. They're pinning their ears back and coming when they have opportunities. And I think you could use that against them. And I thought you did that drive, and I thought there was plenty of time. It just didn't feel like the moment to push the ball and try to just fit it in an area where you didn't have to. That they play, give the Saints, you know, credit. They played good tight covers. They always do. And this is one of those games where styles make the fight.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did.
They match up well in the secondary the way they want to play. They match up well, but you know, it. Even when you one of your touchdowns came off an explosive play, and give Bijan Robinson all the credit, give Kyle Pitts some credit. Did not get in a lot of action early and ended up making a big play in the game, which led to the Bijan Robinson touchdown. So there was a lot of bad, but there was some good in there as well. I thought the run game, the run defense was as good as that. They probably played their best half of football in the second half of yesterday's game, I thought.
There's no doubt. And when you look at the fact that the Falcons ended up with, what, 10 minutes more time of possession than the Saints did after the first quarter? At the first quarter, the Falcons did not have the ball. And then somehow on the game, you end up with 10 more minutes. It just tells you how dominant it seemed like the Falcons were on the ground and trying to keep the ball away from, you know, the offense of New Orleans, and they did just that. It's weird, man. It's one of those games where I come away from it, guys, and I was almost sad after the Falcons beat the Saints first time around because of the way they looked. And now I come away from this one going, I don't know how we lost. You know, just bad management, you know, throughout. And obviously the King game is going to stick out. I'm not ready to go in on Youngway, but he's definitely, you know, in the crosshairs, if you will, needing to step up and make some of those kicks.
Yeah, he's won some games, but it's not been a good season. And being 8 of 14 for your last 14 is not good enough. And so it's time to, I think they need to get to, you know, he needs to get with Marquise, and he's going to have to figure out. And I know he is. I know he's working on it. I know it's something he's working to fix, but you can't lose games on the road like that. It's a bad loss when it comes down to it. As much as I'm going to be, you know, I like to be fair when it comes to this team and not overreact, but it is a bad loss. Now, look, the sky's not falling, though. There's no reason why you can't go to Denver and win. There's no reason why you can't get on the bye week, come home, and beat the Chargers. Like, there's no reason why any of your goals that you had last week after beating Dallas aren't still in play. The Bucs are 2.5 to 3 full games behind you because of the tie head-to-head. I don't care who Tampa plays the rest of the season. There's no easy games in the NFL. So stop tweeting me. Stop coming that, oh, well, they have an easy schedule. There is no such thing in the NFL. Yeah. There are games that aren't as hard as others, but they're all hard to win week in and week out. This is the most parity in any sports league in the world is the NFL.
Yeah. Well said, man. Well said.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.